Well, along the corridor, there are a number of areas where we have to widen the roadway, and that's to allow traffic to move freely when the project is completed, because some of the lanes will be converted into what we call business access and transit lanes, where the buses will share that lane, but other vehicles will use those lanes to turn into businesses and at intersections. And so where we're widening, we're going to have to take out some trees, and LTD's identified about 230 trees along the entire corridor. So this is over a 4.5 mile corridor. We've identified about 230 trees that need to come down. And as part of that, we've made a commitment to plant over 400 trees in the places where we have to remove trees. But the Friends of Trees provides a unique opportunity for LTD in developing our landscape plan. They work on side streets. And so while we be planting trees along the corridor, the Friends of Trees allows us to beautify those side streets that come into the corridor.
Jennifer, will you talk a little bit about how that will work?
What we did to prepare for this is we went and walked the neighborhoods and looked for areas that were between the street and the sidewalk that had that were really ideal candidates for a tree. So we looked at parking width strip, that green space between the street and the sidewalk. If we looked for overhead power lines and other things that would make it really great to plant a tree, and then we marked those sites in preparation.
Are there certain side streets that you're focusing on?
We're focusing on areas between 5th and 8th and Garfield and Charlton, really focused, though, on the downtown and Jefferson West Side neighborhoods.
And what kinds of trees are suitable?
Well, that's one of the things in working with the urban forester. The city has an approved set of street trees that it allows to be planted in the planter strips. And one of the things we've learned with the trees that are coming out, they're really not a great tree for those narrow planting strips. So if you go along 6th and 7th, you see the large northern red oaks. They're upheaving the sidewalks. They drop a lot of acorns, a lot of leaf fall. So in working with the businesses, we actually talked to the businesses and said, what type of tree would you like? And as Jennifer said, then it depends on if there's overhead power lines and other obstructions to select the right tree for the right place. So we're really excited about the fact that we're going to be providing a better space for these trees to grow and thrive over time and have a variety of trees that are going to be planted along the corridor.
I just wanted to add, too, that when we work specifically with homeowners, we give them an option. We might offer 10 or 11 trees that would go in that spot, and then they get to go online and choose from that list. And so they really get the tree that they want in that space.
You know, one of the things I'm sure most folks who are familiar with West 11th have noticed is that there are quite a few trees, you know, before you get to around Garfield, and then there aren't very many trees. It's kind of a industrial, you know, it's not the most attractive part of town, so I'm wondering if that might change.
That's, again, something that we're really excited about, not only in trees, but along the sidewalks. We're working with the city to do kind of green stormwater treatment plantings. So you'll have little narrow strips that'll abut the curb line, and that serves to separate you from the traffic if you're a pedestrian, which is really nice. But it also then is able to treat the stormwater before it goes into the stormwater system. So you'll have these green planting strips along the sidewalk in addition to us being able to plant trees along that corridor as well. And LTD's got some really nice photo simulations on our website and a little video that'll show people what this will look like. So I encourage people to take a look at that. In some areas, we'll have a median landscape area where we'll be able to put some trees in the median out west of Bailey Hill. So I think in terms of the beautification of that corridor, again, I think it's really going to improve the looks of things.
There are still folks who have signs out, you know, along West 11th and West 6th and 7th who don't think that the MX West Eugene project is a good idea. So what are their opportunities to challenge it at this point, or do they have any?
Well, those decisions have been made. There was a lawsuit that was brought against the Federal Transit Administration, and that was challenging the environmental process. That case was thrown out by the judge, and the litigants in that case have now brought an appeal, so that'll work its way through the courts. But that's very specific to the environmental work that was done. And really, those types of lawsuits generally don't hinge on whether or not a project goes forward or not. The judge may rule that, you know, a piece of the environmental work wasn't done correctly. Again, in the judge's ruling, he said it was done very well and threw the case out with prejudice. So I think that that'll just work its way through, and we're proceeding along with utility relocations now. We'll start property acquisition. And I think the important thing for the listeners to understand is that there really aren't significant impacts on the businesses along the corridor. There's very few, for example, parking spaces that are impacted along the corridor, driveways. We've been very careful in working with our design team and the businesses to mitigate any of the kind of negative consequences of where we do have to widen the roadway. So I think that when it's all said and done and this is operating, people are going to be very pleased with the service that's available in the community and how many jobs and people are linked up by this one MX route that we have running through the region.
But during construction, there will be some impacts?
During construction, there are always impacts. And we've been working really hard to keep people informed about the construction and what will come with that. One of the commitments we've made is business access will always be open to the public. We'll be working at night along 6th, 7th, and 11th to really minimize any kind of negative consequences for those businesses operating during the day. And we've got a very robust business support program. We've been providing opportunities for businesses to take classes at the Lane Community College Small Business Development Center. We're offering group bus passes for the employers to provide to their employees throughout the construction period. We're offering some free rides to residents because we know residents who live along the corridor will have to hear this noise as well. And last, I would just say that we've kind of worked really hard on developing a construction process where we work in smaller segments to be able to get a segment done and then move on to the next segment. So, you know, from an overall standpoint, it'll look like construction's going on along the corridor for a period of time, which it is, but in front of any one business, we want to try to get in, get out, and move along.
And looking at the timing of it, maybe just explain that to us. What the timeline is?
Yeah, the utility relocations are going on now, and that precedes construction. We got to get those utilities out of the right of way where we need to widen the roadway. Right now, the first phase of construction, it looks like it'll start the end of October, 1st of November, as soon as the permitting's done. And we're looking at rebuilding Charnelton Street as our first phase. One of the partnerships and opportunities we have with our project is to improve the roadway for everyone. And so while we're not having exclusive lanes on Charnelton, the road is in pretty bad disrepair. So we have the opportunity using our federal funds to rebuild that street because we'll be running on it, but so will all the other vehicles that use that street every day. So we'll be rebuilding that curb to curb in concrete as the first phase. So that'll happen this winter. Then we'll start along the corridor, probably out at Garfield along 7th, working back towards downtown, again, in smaller segments as we have to widen the roadway. And there's not construction along the whole corridor. And I think that, again, there's good information on our website showing people what segments where there's no construction, where we'll just be running in mixed traffic. So it's a good opportunity for people to learn about where that construction is. And there'll be lots of information, mailings that go out. We'll have our first mailing going out in the next week or so, informing people along the corridor construction is starting, how to access weekly updates about where construction is and how to plug into that information.
Okay. And what's happening this Saturday?
Well, we have a very exciting event coming up this Saturday on about 9 o'clock. We're going to be removing concrete and preparing the soil to plant these trees when we have our big tree planting with LTD on December 6th. And so if anybody's interested in doing that, it'll be a really fun event. We'll get to rip up some concrete and prepare the soil. It'll be at 9 o'clock, and they can call our office at 541-632-3683 if they're interested in participating with us.
And did you say where you're going to be doing that? I can't remember.
Oh, that's okay. It's going to be at 7th and Almaden, but we're trying to get people to pre-register for the event so we can get a head count ahead of time.
Okay, and when do they have to register by?
As soon as possible, but they don't have to register until, that night.
Like Friday.
Friday would be perfect,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you guys think we didn't mention or that should be I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Really I definitely good. Have plenty of audio. Okay, well,